After an unbelievable win on Saturday night, saw Geelong go into the grand final, and I was lucky enough to catch up with Gary Ablett. Of course, social distancing at the moment, 1.5 to 2 metres away. He did come to shake my hand, and I said, no, hang on. I'm not going to put you out of a grand final, Gary, just because you want to shake my hand. But I started off by saying to Gaz, you know what, how does it feel?
It's obviously a great feeling. I mean, that's why we play the game, is to play in grand finals. And, you know, it's been a challenging year for not just the football clubs, but for everyone. And I'm just so proud of the group, you know, everything that we've been through. Obviously, a lot of guys have moved away from family for a long period of time. And not just the playing group, but the football club as well. You know, they've put a lot of hard work into making sure that, you know, we've got the best opportunity of winning footy games. And, you know, we're down to that last game now. We've just got to win one more, and hopefully we can take that cup back to Geelong and celebrate.
It's been a tough year for everyone and a challenging year for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. It has been a challenging year. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, as I said, you know, the football club's been amazing, and, you know, there's a lot of people that have made sacrifices so that I can be up here playing football again, and I'm just so appreciative of that. And, as I said, this is the reason we play footy. We're going into a grand final, and I've been fortunate enough to play in grand finals, so I'll be getting around the younger boys as much as I possibly can, and, you know, just helping them out with the week. We'll be ready to go come Saturday.
No doubt you're one of the best players in the game of all time, but do you think this week you'll have time to just be able to reflect on your career you've had?
I think my week will be a little bit different. One, in that we're going into a grand final, but knowing it's my last game as well, so... there's no doubt that, you know, I'll really enjoy the week.
Then I asked him, after his form over the last couple of weeks, has been pretty impressive, small forward, kicking goals, goal assist, but now, is there any second thoughts about maybe next year?
No second thoughts. The game doesn't get easier. You know, and I think for me over the last couple of years, you know, my body hasn't been able to do, you know, what I could do in my younger years. And, you know, I think going into pre-seasons, I just had to adapt to that and just work out other ways that, you know, that I could help the team. And, you know, that's kind of around my footy IQ, positioning myself in the right spot. And, you know, and I knew as well, you know, playing as a small forward, I wasn't going to be getting my hands on the ball 30 times a week.
We know Gazza's old man's an absolute superstar as well, to Gary Ablett, but have you spoken to your old man?
I actually haven't spoken to him yet. He has sent me a couple of messages just congratulating me, but I'll give him a call over the next couple of days. And, you know, like always, he'll just be super supportive. He'll tell me to go out and enjoy myself, have fun, do your best, and that's all you can do. So, yeah, hopefully we can come away with that win and go back, and we can celebrate together as a family.
Gaz, we know that you had 2 weeks isolation after going home for family issues, but did you have any self-doubt at all coming back?
I think there's always a bit of self-doubt. You know, it's not an easy game. And I think, as I said, you know, earlier, the older you get, you know, the harder it gets on your body. And, you know, for me, it was just about setting those little goals from week to week, and just making sure I wasn't going to be able to be the best player every week. That's not what it was about. It was about playing my role within the team. And so just making sure that, you know, if I was touching it 10, 12 times, that I was able to have a real impact. I still believe I'm in Geelong's best 22, and I did a good month of work before I got up here. So I knew that my body was going to be able to handle, you know, football games, and it was just a matter of working out what that looked like. You know, I spoke to Scotty about, you know, when I come back, does he see me running a little bit through the midfield or playing more down forward? And we both agreed that my best position for the team is down forward.
It's a great story. Paddy Dangerfield, 260-odd games without playing in a grand final. He's going to rip it on Saturday night. There's no doubt about it. But any advice? You've been there, done that.
No advice for Paddy. He's a superstar. He knows what he needs to do, and I'm sure that now that he's got the opportunity, he'll perform on the big stage.
Gaz, you wrap it up this weekend in a grand final, but what's next for Gary Ablett?
I mean, I've got a few businesses up and running that I'm ready to transition into, but I think for the first 12 months after, it'll be about spending as much time with family as I possibly can. I'm really looking forward to that. You know, I've been very blessed to do this for the last 19 years, but it is a very demanding sport, so there'll be a lot more downtime now to spend with family, which will be good fun.
Well, he's one of the greatest players. I think he's the greatest, but we cannot wait until Saturday night, the grand final. Gary Ablett, the Geelong Football Club versus Richmond. Let's see how they go, but for me, my money's on Ablett and the Cats.